For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Have you seen the stories in the paper about the kids that get high on marijuana and crash their cars into trees, or those that pick up an axe and murder their parents? Surely you've seen those stories on the broadcast media where they take marijuana and then they get sick and they die. Now, if you haven't heard or seen those stories, don't feel alone. I haven't seen them either. But if you listen to the government ads, you'd think it was true.
I'm Harvey Ginsberg. I'm a professor of psychology at Texas State University in San Marcos.
Harvey, you're headed to Los Angeles to talk about the fact that these marijuana ads are not having any effect. Tell us about that, please.
What we did was to compare the national anti-marijuana ad campaign by ONDCP with the national anti-tobacco campaign television ads that sponsored by the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. And in that comparison, the tobacco ads were generally viewed favorably by 18 to 22-year-olds, whereas the anti-marijuana ads were viewed somewhat more unfavorably. In fact, the anti-marijuana ads had what we would call a close to zero favorable thoughts index.
And these ads are aimed primarily at our youngsters. It's they're designed to steer them away. Why do you think they don't accept them?
We can't answer the why question. All I can tell you is that when the federal government commissioned the Annenberg School of Communication at the University of Pennsylvania to do outcome evaluations on the ads, the main effect for teens was a significant increase in teens' interest in and intent to use marijuana after they viewed the ads. And that was not our study, but a national study commissioned by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Well, sir, they've invested some, perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars into this.
Yeah, that's correct. The ads cost approximately $120 to $140 million a year to produce. The ad firm that originally had the contract, Ogilvy & Mather, has been indicted by a federal grand jury earlier this year. The government decided to change the ad agency for the upcoming ads and also to change the messenger of the bad news. There'll be a new team doing the outcome evaluations. Government uses a survey instrument called Monitoring the Future that annually measures self-reported substance and alcohol use by teens and young adults, and spends lots and lots of money to curtail marijuana use, and yet tobacco use has declined tenfold more than marijuana use.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.